Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Status.
Seriously, yes.
Telephone number here is 576-7798. Are we wrapping up Coats for Kids already?
Friday, I think it
this
is.
This Friday, I think it is, yeah. At Crowley Furniture in Overland Park. We'll see you out there as we conclude. Oh, my God.
10, 11 years?
Oh, no, it's been longer than that. 16 years, I think. 17, maybe. Was started by Jane Graber, who was the promotions director here years ago, and my late dear friend, may God bless him always, he's since passed, Russ Johnson, who used to hold down this time slot in the afternoons on KMBZ. Good guy. Good guy. Marcy in Kansas City. Hello, Marcy.
Hey.
Hi there.
I have to disagree with you, Scott. She Carol Dilley is absolutely mentally ill.
Well, we don't. I can't say that for a fact. I don't. I've never met the woman.
Okay, but you said that it's legal to have these rats because you know they sell rats at pet stores to be pets. But I think you have to draw the line between a pet rat that's put in a cage with a wheel and water and food and
yes.
baiting every rat in the whole Kansas City area to your lawn and to live freely in the walls and the furniture of your home.
Why, Marcy, is it so hard for the city to step in and say you are affecting every neighbor around you, we cannot allow this to continue?
Well, you know, the libertarian side of me also thinks that when is it okay to take somebody's property because they're sick? I don't know the answer to that. I don't know how you affect behavior modification and make her understand how she's affecting other people by her behaviors.
Right.
I have no idea. I want no harm whatsoever to come to Miss Carol Dilley. I don't. I don't think anybody does. But she is definitely ill.
Well, and Marcy, she's if in fact she is, and again, we don't know that, she
well,
is someone...
Well, did you miss the part of the story where it's possible she has her mother's cadaver in a freezer?
Well, it's long been rumored, and that is a rumor she denies. But if, in fact, we are talking about something that is truly in the wheelhouse of mental illness, the cities, I don't think, look at that one way or the other. I mean, we had a problem house in our neighborhood for years, and I don't know if the man was mentally ill. There were rodents in the house, too, because of there was no upkeep on the home. The city finally agreed to come in and knock the house down. I don't know that the reason behind what these properties look like has any bearing on a city's right to either go in or not go in. The fact of the matter is the property is in shambles, correct?
True.
There are likely live animals living and roaming free inside the property.
I don't think that's likely. I think
those
that's
are then going on to other neighbors' properties. I don't think the reason for it matters.
Well, I mean, you can always do this. One of the neighbors can go get a pet snake and start doing the same thing with the snakes, and there goes the rat.
Well, but you self-identified as a libertarian, of which I would like to consider myself one as well.
Yes.
On what grounds would the city, or any government for that matter, have the right to go in and take her property?
I don't think they have the right to take her property, but they have a right to have standards of, which is the codes, right?
Agreed.
Where she's at, the codes violation.
But Marcy, you would agree with me on this, I think, They have the right to fine her for codes violations.
True.
But they don't have the right to force her out of her home.
Well, unless they, well, obviously, if this has been going on for 20 years,
yeah,
the fines aren't working. She has the means to be paying them off.
And that's where, Marcy, I think this case is unique. I really do. Not that I'm tying mental illness to socioeconomic status. That's not what I'm doing.
Well, just one more thought on the socioeconomic. In that article, the one thing that bothered me the most is listing her assets at nearly $1 million. And it clearly stated she got a public defender. That is wrong.
Yeah, maybe.
Does she not have the right to get a public defender?
With assets of $1 million?
Well, can you force... Can you force
I would argue no, Scott.
Can you force somebody to go get an attorney?
You can deny...
No, you don't have to force her, but she can deny...
You can deny the request for
funded
a public defender, yeah.
Fair point.
What is unique about this case, in my opinion, is that she does seem to have the means to just keep paying.
Mm-hmm.
The last cleanup was $144,000.
She paid it. Mm-hmm. On what grounds are you going to take this house?
You declare it unfit for habitation. We've seen this before. The property has to be declared unfit.
And you're
going to
drag her out of her house.
That is generally what happens when a home is declared unfit for habitation.
Now, how do you get into the house to declare it unfit?
There's the rub.
She does not have to give you the right
Correct.
To enter her home.
Correct. There's the problem.
She can stand at the front door and say, get away.
You would have to have a legal reason to be in that property and see that it is unfit. And so let me give you an example, Scott. Ambulances are called every day, and paramedics will tell you this, to houses when they walk in, they go, oh my. Hoarded mm-hmm. houses, sure. infested houses,
well,
that type of thing.
In KCK, they document them.
Yes, and that is one avenue where you could start a paper trail where someone with the city could say, I've been in there. It was crawling with rodents. But outside of that—
How are you going to get inside the house? You can call an ambulance to the house. She'll meet you outside and say, I feel fine.
You're not.
I don't need an ambulance.
And Scott, I think she knows that.
She's apparently pretty smart. Star in Kansas City, Missouri, you get the last word. Hello, Star.
Hey, what's up, you guys?
Hi.
How's everybody doing?
We're doing well. Thank you for asking.
Well, good. Well, okay, here's my theory. That one lady that called in and said she hasn't killed a bug or nothing for 30 years, see if she'll move in that lady with all her rats and stuff, see how she likes it.
You would not want to live next to this property, I don't think, Star. That is correct.
Oh, no. I wouldn't want to. But that one lady that said she likes bugs and hasn't killed one, why don't she invite her to live with her?
All right, Star, you're in. 576-7798, Dana Wright, Grant, Will Starrett, I'm Scott Parks. Let's get to the... Well, no, it's not time for the news. We'll get to the news.
I mean, I can do the news now if you want.
I mean, whatever.
We're not ready.
Just whenever you want to,
okay.
Will Starrett.
We're not ready. We'll be back in just a moment here on Dana and Parks. Hey, let's hope it's an if and not a when, but if you do find yourself in a wreck, there is only one place to take your car or truck. There's only one place that will guarantee their work as long as you own that car or truck. And my friends, that is Dale's Body Shop in Blue Springs. But you got to remember this. There are plenty of body shops in Kansas City that go by the name Dale's. There's only one Dale's Body Shop in Blue Springs, and their reputation is so good, they've had people drive in from miles around to get proper collision repair at Dale's Body Shop in Blue Springs. So when, or better yet, if you find yourself in a position that none of us want to be in, remember one name, Dale's Body Shop in Blue Springs, 816-228-1855, or online at dalesautocollision.com. Dale's Body Shop in Blue Springs, taking care of cars, taking care of you.
Oh my goodness, happy Cyber Monday. And if you are thinking, I need something for that really hard to buy for person, all you have to do is go to brooklinen.com. You know, everyone spends a third of their lives in their sheets. Don't you want them to be insanely comfortable? Gift the holiday gift that everyone will love this year with something cozy. Bedding, loungewear, towels, and more from brooklinen.com. And lucky for you, they are having their biggest sale yet. It is today, Cyber Monday, home of the internet's favorite sheets. You know, Brooklinen's got more than 50,000 five-star reviews and counting.
Hey, do you like softness? Do you like comfort? Essentials to help you relax? Brooklinen has it all. Brooklinen.com is having their biggest sale ever, and it's happening right now for Cyber Monday. Brooklinen is so confident in their products that all their sheets, comforters, and towels come with a lifetime warranty. And the only way to get access to their biggest event ever and free shipping is to go to brooklinen.com. That's brooklinen.com before December 3rd. That's tomorrow. Brooklinen, everything you need to live your most comfortable life. KMBZ Traffic, here is Jay Edwards.
Thank you, Scott. Sponsored this time around by St. Luke's. No problems on area freeways right now. We suspect we might see some action later on, but no delays getting anywhere you want to go from downtown out to the Kansas side, out to the Legends on westbound I-70. Normal, about a 15-minute run out to the Legends. Eastbound I-70 getting out of downtown. If you want to go to Blue Springs, no delays for that either. You'll make it out to 7 Highway. In about 18 minutes, northbound I-35 still looking good up to the 29-35 split. No delays on northbound 435 from I-70 up to Clay Como. Northbound 635 from I-70 up to I-29, still no delay. St. Luke's provides you cough and flu relief, from walk-in clinics to virtual visits, primary care, and emergency care. St. Luke's has options. Visit stlukeskc.org/care options. I'm Jay Edwards, KMBZ Traffic.
On a beautiful Monday afternoon in Kansas City. Story here from NPR. 300 middle and high schoolers filled into their school auditorium recently in the small southeast Kansas town of Neodesha. I hope I pronounced that correctly.
Neodesha.
Neodesha. Thank
Neodesha.
You.
Neodesha.
Neodesha. Uncertain why they'd been called there. They left cheering and hugging. Some of the older students were teary-eyed in Neodesha. College tuitions and fees need no longer hold back graduates of this manufacturing community about halfway between Wichita and Joplin. Wealthy retired businessman Ben Cutler hopes to turn around the fortunes of his dwindling hometown, population 2,300. Uh-huh. And he will foot those costs, those college costs, for the next 25 years and considering doing it decades beyond that.
Wow.
Says DeJu Pouncil, a senior aiming to study dental hygiene at Wichita State, I'm still in shock. I've been really saving up for college. I know most of my classmates have also been saving, working really hard. And this is just a relief off of our shoulders. Translating this gift into economic growth for Neodesha won't be easy. The donor and community leaders are banking on families moving here to qualify their kids for free tuition.
Aha. Uh-huh.
The influx that they envision would boost the local tax base, shore up the shrinking school district, and bring more customers for everything from utilities to groceries.
That is genius. That is a genius move.
Will it work? Will it work?
I don't know, because I don't know enough about Neodesha.
I don't even know how to pronounce it.
But don't make this about Neodesha.
No, but it has to be about Neodesha.
The small town. Small
sure.
rural towns are dying.
Of course they are.
They are.
Mm-hmm.
And so you've suggested, Will, bringing in high-speed internet to some of these places
to save them.
It's got to be more than one solution. I think this is a piece of the puzzle. Do the kids, if they get the free tuition, have to come back and stay for a period of time?
It doesn't indicate that.
Or they just want people to move there because you've heard it's free tuition.
And then take advantage of the free tuition for your kids. Yeah. Cutler left Neodesha in the 1960s for degrees at the University of Kansas and then at Penn's Wharton Business School. Somebody else graduated from there. And went on to a lucrative career in finance and insurance. He recalls what the town of his youth, then population 3,600, was like before Standard Oil and a few other important employers left. I'm fully aware, says Cutler, of the extent of the challenges we're going to face. That includes a kind of collective town psychology depressed from so many years of watching neighbors move out. Quote, but if we can make some progress, I think it can have a profound impact on the trajectory of this little community. So what you have to do is move your family to Neodesha.
Yep.
Get a job.
Now, he says there are people who commute in to work at some of the manufacturing plants in Neodesha. There's a couple of them, okay? And so the thinking is, if they're commuting in anyway, and you are now saying college tuition will be paid if you just move here, that those commuters commuting in from surrounding towns will put down their stakes in this town.
He's trying to literally save small town America, one town at a time.
Mm.
But do some, let me just ask the question that's lingering out there. If people are, in general, moving out of the small town, moving to the big city, what does it matter? Small towns die. I'm playing the devil's advocate.
And the population centers have gotten, I don't want to say worse, but over the last 20, 30, 50 years, the big population centers have grown and the smaller towns' populations have dwindled.
Look, I think we look at it, I think if we step back away from it, we could see people leave small towns because for one reason or another, it doesn't work for them anymore.
Jobs.
Jobs is the number one reason. So, quite frankly, if you do something to make it more appealing, then you have the opportunity to improve it. I applaud some guy who says, look, we need to fix this, as opposed to just saying, well, that's the way it's going to be. And last one out, shut off the lights.
Well, let me give you an example. Between Leavenworth and Tonganoxie, there is a really small town called Reno, Kansas.
Okay.
And I have no idea how many people live in Reno, Kansas. It is unincorporated, but it just sits there on 2440 Highway. If Reno, Kansas, for example, was to die, I'm not saying I want that, but if it was to die, who would notice? Why would anyone care? King City, Missouri is a small town that I'm quite familiar with.
How many?
1,000.
Okay.
King City has a Casey's General Store and a couple of churches. And I believe there's a body shop there. If King City, Missouri were to die, and I don't want it to, but if it were, would anybody care?
Yes.
Why?
Anyone with any sort of roots there would care.
Sure. But care to the point that they're going to do something revolutionary like this to try and save it?
And you're a big fan of small town America.
Of course I am, yeah. If they are of the means, I would say, yeah. I think a lot of people are discouraged by the prospect of it. It appears to be too daunting a task.
This is further down in the story. Like much of rural America, Neodesha lacks affordable yet quality housing. Other hurdles? An economy in which Americans have become far less likely to move. Statistics show that college goers who opt for four-year degrees usually do not return to their rural communities. Again, that goes back to jobs. And economists expect the whole southeast corner of Kansas to continue losing population in the coming decades.
Mm. Not good news.
If the people are going to stay or to come back, you have to give them jobs to come back to.
The number one thing you can do, and I know I've harped about this, but it's true. The number one thing you can do is put in high-speed internet, because you can do almost any job. Let's be honest.
You can telecommute.
Outside of manufacturing, you can telecommute to most any job these days.
Let's get to the newsroom. 576-7798. Here is Will Starrett.
SCOTUS and the Second Amendment. More next.
I would like to introduce you to our newest client here with Dane and Parks, Aspire Kitchen and Bath. I've known Dave and Lori, the owners, for over 10 years, and they are real professionals when it comes to home remodeling. In fact, I trust them so much, I had them redo the shower in Kelly's master bathroom, and they did an unbelievable job. We love it. Aspire has built their entire business plan on fixing complaints and making their customers' experience, your experience, excellent. You know, Dave recently told me his goal is to treat his customers how he would want his mother or his grandmother treated. They're the low-key remodeler in Kansas City. 816-566-5256. Or you can book an appointment online at AspireKitchenAndBath.com.
Aspire Kitchen and Bath, your home will thank you.
Just past 3:30 in Kansas City, I'm Will Starrett. Chief Justice John Roberts appears to be the key vote in whether the Supreme Court considers expanding gun rights or sidesteps its first case on the issue in nearly 10 years. The court's dismissal of the case would be a disappointment to gun rights advocates and a huge relief to gun control groups. The arguments deal with a dispute over New York City restrictions on taking licensed, locked, and unloaded guns outside the city limits. Police chief says an officer shot an armed student in a classroom at a suburban Milwaukee high school when that suspect pointed a gun at officers. It all began when a student informed a school resource officer a classmate had a handgun. Officers arrived, tried to de-escalate the situation, but the 17-year-old suspect ignored their commands. He's now in custody in stable condition. A new monthly survey of business leaders suggests the economy is slowing down in 9 Midwest and Plains states. That includes Kansas and Missouri as the U.S. trade war with China continues. The overall index for the region slipped into negative territory at 48.6 in November. It was 52.6 in October. 50 is flat. Traffic and weather together next. KMBZ Time 333. KMBZ Traffic and Weather together. Back to Jay Edwards.
Thanks, Will. One little incident has suddenly popped up here. Northbound 635, just north of I-35, just as you come down the hill there from Mission. Looks like got a stalled vehicle there. Tried to get off the road. Didn't quite make it. So a motorist assist is now on the scene with their big flashy sign to help him out. You'll get by on the left with no real problem. No delays on the I-70 corridor. Still looking good going to Blue Springs or over to Wyandotte County, northbound I-35. Still looking good on the Kitbod Bridge from the 29-35 split. No delays getting you up to Liberty or up to the big airport. I'm Jay Edwards, KMBZ Traffic.
Cruising right along with some quiet weather for Kansas City straight through midweek. Our next shot at showers sneaking in Thursday afternoon and evening time. It's just a quick shot here, folks, with a front passing on through. We're right back into the dry weather conditions by Friday. Fair weather for the rest of today and as the night goes on. Our high low 40s, down to 32 tonight, and then partly cloudy for tomorrow, the high low 50s. Scattered cloudiness and low 50s by Wednesday, those showers by Thursday afternoon. I'm staff meteorologist Jennifer Naramore, KMBZ Weather.
Right now, 42 at the big airport, 44 downtown, and at your official weather station. KMBZ is on radio.com. Download the app and take us anywhere you go. I'm Will Starrett, News 98.1 KMBZ.
I should also do this. Man, I wish nothing but Godspeed to Mike Wiggin as he leaves KMBZ to become Mr. Mom for a little while. Heading up to Des Moines with his wife, Lee. Lovely lady. They had a baby last year. They've got twins coming any moment now. Mike Wiggin has decided to hang up the headphones for a little bit. And he's going to go home to Des Moines. Well, to his wife's home in Des Moines. And be a stay-at-home dad for a little bit. It's been a privilege and an honor to be on the air with him, and I wish him nothing but the best and his family, and God bless. Michael in Kansas City. Michael, hello.
Hi, Michael.
Yeah, I got three kids. I'm moving next week.
To Neodache?
Oh, yeah. I mean, I drive for a living. I drive a good distance for my job, just to go to my job. I mean, how far is Neodache from Kansas City?
Will?
I'll look that up right now. I think it's a couple hours. I'm not 100%
And wait, Michael, you live where? Like in Kansas City proper?
I drive roughly an hour to Kansas City area. I live far out east.
Okay.
You're looking at 2.5 hours from Neodesha to Kansas City, Missouri.
Okay.
So I can still find a job. I drive a truck for a living. I can always find a job.
Okay.
But, I mean, that's 3 kids. I don't have to worry about paying college for it. It's for staying a 4-year degree. That's a lot of money right now. And about inflation and all that here in the next 10 years, that's actually a really good deal. You think about that.
That would roughly be somewhere in the neighborhood of $10,000 a year. No. $20,000 a year for KU. So 80 times, that's $240,000.
Well, they don't count room and board, but it's all tuition, I believe, Michael.
All right, so that's $160,000 or $120,000.
Yeah.
What would you miss, though, living in a small town with, you know, all the small town charm? The photo I saw has a few storefronts.
It's unincorporated.
Yeah, he lives in a small town right now. Well, head south, my friend. Be good, brother. In case you missed the story, it's from NPR. There is a very rich man in the city of Neodesha who has decided, if you will move there, put your kids through the local school district. His name is Ben Cutler, if you want to look it up on Google. He will pay for their college tuition. They had a little pep rally or whatever.
Yeah.
Where he announced this in the gym at the school the other day. Middle school students, high school students were invited. Kids were walking out with tears in their eyes. He had just promised them, graduate, get good grades, and your college tuition will be paid for. I'll take care of it. I guarantee you this guy is the hero in that small town right now. But would you be willing to move to tiny Neodesha, Kansas, population barely over 2 grand, pretty much in the middle of nowhere?
Yeah, it is way, way down southeast. And so I Googled, if this is important to you, how far it will take you to get to a larger metropolitan area.
It is essentially halfway between Joplin and Wichita.
You are 89 miles to Tulsa, 93 miles to Wichita, and 131 miles to Kansas City. I'll say that again.
So you're in the middle of nowhere.
89 miles to Tulsa, 93 miles to Wichita, 131 miles to Kansas City. If it's important to you to have a larger city nearby to go, I don't know,
watch a baseball game.
Watch a baseball game. Get go shopping.
Plane, get a plane ticket out of town. This is not for you. But if small town life appeals to you, like Will Starrett, if putting your kids through college for free appeals to you, get in your car. Neodesha is just down the road. Let's go to Gina in Liberty. Gina, good afternoon. Hello.
Well, thank you guys for having me. I do appreciate that.
Anytime.
Anyways, I come from a very small town. I just moved here in 2005. And if you're familiar with the water problem in Flint, Michigan, that's where I'm from. And at one time, we were a GM state. GM is pretty much pulled out. Now it's, you know, not as nice, and most people have pulled out. So when it comes to the jobs, the job market is not there, and that's why everyone is gone now. And a lot of people have even come down here to Kansas City. It's a wonderful state, you know, the town, everything. But when it comes to economics, everyone has pretty much pulled out of there. So I do understand why people leave and go to different towns. Neodesha sounds like a great little town if everybody wants to go there and live, you know, especially when it comes to economics and trying to put your kid through school.
Sure.
You know, college, that's a big thing right there. And I would even consider it if it wasn't so far away.
Yeah. Here's another plus. The overall crime rate in Neodesha is 32% lower than the national average. For every 100,000 people, there are five daily crimes for every 100,000 people.
They only have 2,000.
Well, that's how they
categorize
it. I know.
It is safer than 62% of the cities in the United States. Basically, you have a 1 in 54 chance of becoming a victim of any crime. And I'm guessing, I don't know this, that the majority of their crime problems are probably low-level drug offenses and sure. and burglary, auto burglary, that kind of thing.
576-7798. Kirsten in Lawrence. Hello, Kirsten.
Hi. So I'm actually from the area. I grew up there about 16 years. I've been in Lawrence for about 98. It's really a desolate area. There's nothing to do there. For groceries, you'd have to go to Chanute, which is about 15 minutes away. There used to be two grocery stores. Now there's one in Fredonia. It really is a desolate area. The economy is awful.
If you were going to work, where would you work, Kirsten?
There's a big boat manufacturer.
Yeah, you would go to Cobalt. That's about it. They used to have a cement plant there that would provide a lot of things for the community, but that's no longer there. You could do the courthouse in Fredonia. I mean, you can work in Chanute, but I'm not as familiar with what's going on in Chanute. Now, but if you have kids, the schools aren't really good. The other problem with the area is, like, kids get bored. There isn't enough for them to do. So the crime rate is low, but your kids are getting into things that aren't the best. Like, there's a lot of, like, little crimes, like trespassing and things like that.
It's a lot of property crimes. I'm looking at the map now. It's a ton of property crimes.
Exactly. And my mom, actually, she was a single mom in that area, and she moved me out of there because the school district wasn't good. There was nothing for us to do. She wanted just, you know, a better life for us and more opportunities. And if you got kids, there really just isn't the opportunities down there.
Well, I would argue the opportunity is, if I may, Kirsten,
sure,
you get to go to college for free.
Oh, I didn't hear that part. I just heard the. I'm so sorry.
No, that's okay.
No, there's a guy from Neodesha, Mr. Cutler, who has come back, Ben Cutler, and he has said, graduate from Neodesha or whatever school district or high school there is down there, and I will pay for your college tuition.
Wow, that is a fantastic opportunity. Like I said, I didn't hear that piece. Definitely when I was there, that was not available for me.
But would you go back knowing that, Kirsten, or would you prefer more amenities in another town?
I would prefer more amenities in another town. I look at my friends who are still in that area, and their life is just revolving around what's in that small town. It's just so gossipy in that area, and everyone knows what everyone's doing. And yeah, you get your neighbor, they'll come and help you, you know, if you're in a bind or whatever, but they're so incredibly in your life and they're just not going anywhere. So
let me interrupt you for just a second.
Sure.
Two quick points. Isn't that what small town life is really all about? And some people like it and some people don't. Obviously you didn't.
Yes,
but I live in the city, if you will. I live 5 miles from downtown. I barely ever talk to my neighbors. I know them by their first names. I could not tell you Sue or Jeremy's last name, and these people have lived next door to me for over 2 years. Mike and his wife have lived across the street from me for over 10 years, and I still don't know her name.
See, and I don't like having, you know, living there for 17 years and being like, okay, well, on the corner, you be careful. You know, their drug deal is there and three doors down, you know, they look really nice, but he beats his wife. You know, those are the kind of things. I mean, I mean, honestly, I can go sit on my porch where I live and I can point to every single house and know their history, their story, and what's wrong with them or what's good with them. And unfortunately for me, it's more bad than good.
All right. I just think that there is a huge difference between small town life and, to your point, Kirsten, where everybody's all up in your grill and they know all your business. Okay? They know everything about you. And then my life in the city,
where you don't know anybody,
where I don't know the last name of
but
my own neighbor.
Would it make your life richer that you were up in all their business and they were up in yours?
Depends on what you want. I don't care what Sue's last name is. I don't care. And that's not to say I don't like her. I don't care what Jeremy's last name is.
Though more than 9 in 10 Neodesha students finish high school. 9 out of 10 finish high school, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Only 4 in 10 are at college 2 years later or have finished a post-secondary credential. So, Scott, this could, with him paying for tuition, up the rate of high school students in that small town who go on and get a degree or finish a degree. Mm-hmm. And I think he's hoping, in turn, more families will move in, and maybe some of those people, unlike Kirsten, our last caller, will move back.
576-7798, 576-7798. Hey, I have a great Christmas gift idea. Omaha Steaks, America's original butcher, bringing families together since 1917. And if you call right now or go online right now, make sure you order the favorite gift package at omahasteaks.com. It is a gift that everybody's going to love for just $69.99. All you have to do is remember to enter the code word PARKS into the search bar. And here's what you get with the favorite gift package. 4 6-ounce bacon-wrapped filet mignons, the most tender steak in the world. 4 premium pork chops, 4 Omaha Steaks burgers, 4 potatoes au gratin, 4 caramel apple tartlets, an Omaha Steaks seasoning packet, plus a free 6-piece cutlery set and a cutting board. All this delicious food, the best in the world, plus the free cutlery set that they'll enjoy for years to come for only $69.99. I know this because I've been using Omaha Steaks and ordering from them for years. Omaha Steaks are the most tender, the most flavorful, and you can only get steaks of this quality from Omaha Steaks, America's original butcher. Here's what you do. Don't wait. This offer ends soon. Go to omahasteaks.com. Make sure you type in the code word PARKS into the search bar and order the gift that everyone will love. Order the favorite gift package today. That's omahasteaks.com, and the code word is PARKS. KMZ traffic, here is Jay Edwards.
Thank you, Scott. Sponsored by First Business Bank. Starting to see some early slowing now. Northbound I-35 has come to a halt. Coming out of the downtown loop, headed for the Kitbaugh Bridge. It's sluggish all the way across the river. Up eastbound 70, bunched up a little bit between the Benton and Jackson curve. Southbound 35, starting to get a little bit slow. South of Johnson Drive, down to about 75th. And, yep, right there in that stoplight zone on southbound 71 Highway. You are stop and go at First Business Bank with high-quality financial solutions. They combine with outstanding client service to create banking beyond expectations. Visit firstbusiness.com/KC for more information. Member FDIC. I'm Jay Edwards, KMBZ Traffic.
Song. 1984 was the year for Bruce Springsteen on this one. Talking about this guy named Ben Cutler, apparently a very wealthy businessman from Neodesha, Kansas, who's gone back to his hometown. And he said, you know what? Here's what I'm willing to do. If you will move to my dying hometown, build a house, start a job, get a job, whatever, put your kids through the schools here in my dying hometown, I will pay for your kid to go to college. Now, let's assume he hasn't bitten off more than he can chew. We have no reason to think that. A lot of people are saying on the text line, and it's a good point, he's not hurting Kansas City. He's not hurting Wichita or Joplin.
Correct.
He's hurting every small town that surrounds Neodesha.
I almost said at the beginning of the hour, Scott, what's going to happen is, because these commuters are coming in, if they, you know, put up stakes in Neodesha, aren't you just robbing Peter to pay Paul? That Neodesha might get a boost from this, but there will be fewer people contributing to the other small towns around who are dying as well.
Like, let's see what towns surround little old Neodesha.
Well, go to Carl. You grew up there.
I will. Carl in Edgerton. Hello, Carl.
Hi.
Hi.
Love you guys. Love your show.
Thank you. It's yours. Thank you very much.
Yeah, I have lived in that town, or I did live in that town for 27 years, and I loved it. When I moved, I was born and raised in that town, and when I had to move up here, there were claw marks up Highway 75 and all the way on I-35.
You miss it.
Oh, you have no idea. I would move back there in a second if I could, but I can't.
But why? So you just like the small town atmosphere and lifestyle, Carl?
Uh-huh. And the reason I moved up here is I married a city girl. And she said, it's time, you know, we got married and she moved down there for 4 years. And of course she lived up here and she goes, I can't stand it. And I said, I love it. And yeah, it wasn't good, but we worked through it and I lost and moved up here.
Well, let me ask you this. Have you ever heard of Fredonia?
Absolutely. There are.
I'm just asking if you've ever heard of it. New yep. Albany.
Yeah.
Independence, yep. Kansas, which is not
absolutely
too far away. Elk City.
Miles. Uh-huh.
Sycamore.
Yep.
Moorhead.
7 miles. Moorhead. Ew. No.
Small town to the east.
Okay.
I think what he's going to ask, Carl, is with this wealthy benefactor saying, I will pay for the college tuition for these kids, are you not just robbing the population next door to try to save that one town?
That's exactly what I was going to ask.
There is some problem. Hey, there's problems in every city because there's people in them.
Yeah.
You know? And
are you not, Carl, killing Elk City and Fontaine or whatever the hell the name of that town is, are you not killing those towns to save Neodesha?
Yeah, it kind of sounds like it, but, you know, what do you do?
Pray to God that those towns have a rich person, too?
Yeah, it kind of sounds like it.
Who's willing to do the same thing?
Huh?
What you have to hope for if you live in Elk City is, which I imagine is probably the same size, is you have to hope and pray to God if you want to keep your town alive, you better have a Ben Cutler there, too. Or your town is dead.
I don't know if I agree with that because there's always going to be someone like Carl Scott who wants that lifestyle.
Who wants to go back but can't. Because he's stuck here. Because he's married to a woman who would never in a million years call Neodesha home. To the newsroom and we'll start.
Happening now on KMBZ.
What does President Trump want out of the NATO summit? I'm ABC's Brian Clark. I'll have more coming up.
Hey, it's Scott Parks, and if you're like me, you've got a bunch of small home improvement projects that you just don't have the time to deal with or you simply don't have the skills to fix. Lucky for us, there's Mr. Handyman. Mr. Handyman can help you with any home repair, installation, or maintenance need. They're locally owned, reliable, bonded, fully insured and licensed. Mr. Handyman specializes in smaller projects that other companies just, for whatever reason, won't do. Mr. Handyman did a fantastic job installing new closet doors. They replaced a window at my house, mounted a new dryer vent, put in a Ring doorbell, and connected a new faucet. I'm ready for them to come back and take care of a few more jobs on my list. Mr. Handyman can do it all, and each project is backed with a lifetime labor warranty. It is the perfect time for Mr. Handyman to help you get your house ready for the holidays and for winter. Mr. Handyman is your dependable one-stop shop for all home repair needs. MrHandyman.com. And remember, it's Mr. M-R, MrHandyman.com.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.